Morning to everyone. I am Dr. N. Magendran. First of all, I would like to welcome you all for B.Ed. second year course. This year I am going to handle assessment for learning. It is a full course subject. I ask you to learn this subject in a better understanding way, because assessment is more important topic for our career. Because all are going to work in government or private sectors, there we need to implement these assessment practices, assessment tools, and so many things in our career. That time it will give lot of ideas to assess your children, to assess your children's performance in your career, so that this assessment for learning is most important topic for this B.Ed. second year program. Before entering this assessment for learning subject, as a student we should clearly know what are the things we are going to learn at the end of the course. So in this way, the student teacher will be able to understand the meaning and role of assessment in learning, the principles of assessment practices, understand the assessment practice in various approaches of teaching, differentiate different types of assessment, identify tools and techniques for your classroom assessment, to develop necessary skills for preparation of achievement test and diagnostic test, point out key issues in classroom assessment, understand how assessment can be possible in inclusive settings. Finally, master various statistical techniques for reporting quantitative data. These things first we should know at the end of this class or course. We are going to be able to attain these things. If you know these things very clearly, you may be able to understand the subject one by one easily without any difficult. Okay. There are 10 units. Unit number 1, basics of assessment. Unit number 2, assessment for learning in classroom. Number 3, tools and techniques for classroom assessment. Number 4, issues in classroom assessment. Number 5, assessment in inclusive practices. Number 6, assessment for inclusive schools. Number 7, philosophical and educational underpinning of assessment. Number 8, participatory assessment. Number 9, prevalent practices of assessment. Final and last unit, reporting qualitative assessment of data. In this first unit, I just prepared a content material in this topic, like meaning and definitions of measurement, assessment and evaluation, principles of evaluation, relationship between measurement and evaluation, comparison chart of assessment and evaluation, role of assessment in learning, perspective of assessment, it means assessment for learning, assessment of learning, and assessment as learning. Next one, formative and summative assessment. Finally, purpose and functions of assessment. I just give one content material above said topics. I like your PPT. You just go through it. If you have any doubt, you may clarify with me. Thank you.